The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of the Northern Plains' most listened to radio talk show. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god from 550 K-Fire. Mitchell is here as well.
Hello.
We're in Dickinson today at Wyoming Casing Service. We're tagging along with legislative house leaders. The chairman, Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and his chairman are out touring the oil patch today, and we're on the job for you. Touring along, I have a full report for you tomorrow live from Stanley. But I want to thank Wyoming Casing Service here in Dickinson, Steve Halverson and Tim Gross and Tammy and the crew for having us here today in Dickinson at their beautiful facility. Some open phone time now to find out what's on your mind, including what you think of this sentencing of this teacher in Bismarck. I am just flabbergasted, as a lot of you are on Facebook as well, talking about this. When you have a teacher, now a former teacher, Susan Dersma was her name, she admits to having a sexual relationship with a ninth grade male student last year, and her sentencing was yesterday. 60 days in jail, but does not have to register as a sex offender. Do you agree with the ruling? Should she have to register as a sex offender? Now, why do we have sex offender listings, if not to say a teacher, a superior, and a ninth grade student? You're preying on a youngster. You're preying on youth. I mean, I don't understand it. And that seems like a flat-out crime to me. I'm almost a little embarrassed how quick people are to, well, you know, it's willing, you know, consensual. It's a teacher and a student in the ninth grade. I don't think this sends the right message myself, but I want your take on it. A lot of folks weighing in on it in the Facebook comments. Pat says, are plea deals offered to male offenders? And huge disparities in child sex assault cases point to a real double standard here as well. Because women in Colorado convicted of sexually assaulting a child in their care are far less likely to go to prison than men sentenced for the same crime. A little study they did there. Claudine says, of course she should have to register. I kind of agree. Other story of the day, we're following Ryan Rauschenberger, who's the state tax commissioner, is admitted now to seeking help for an alcohol addiction this week. His car was involved in a rollover driven by someone else. We're asking, will this affect your vote for tax commissioner in November? I think that the fact that he's saying, hey, I'm getting help for this, ought to give him some space. Let him sort this out. Obviously, some folks are focusing in on the treatments causing him to miss work. You know, look, he's getting help. That's what I'm hearing, and I'm going to be very cautious and on alert for folks that are piling on here. But want your take on these and all issues today on the program at 800-228-0550. I'll share some more of the comments from Facebook after we go to Kurt in Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire. Thanks to all our affiliates, by the way, KCJB 910 AM in Minot, KLTC here in Dickinson at 1460, and the Flag family, KTGO up there tomorrow, Stanley, Watford City, and Tioga, of course, as well as AM 1100, the Flag in Fargo, our 50,000-watt mothership of the Flag family. Kurt, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. My experience tells me that seldom when a message is delivered as crudely and rudely as one of your previous callers had a remark towards Attorney General Stengem, you very seldom are persuasive. And that's all I can remember about his comments. And what I do remember is that I agree with Attorney General's retort. So that's kind of a difficult situation when you make those remarks. And your handling of that was absolutely perfect. And as a listener, I greatly appreciate that. On the situation with the teacher, how more atrocious can this get? She's a sex offender, for crying out loud.
She is a sex offender, but she doesn't need to carry that label, despite a very poor decision on her part.
Look at her position of authority. Give me a break. Where are we going with this stuff? And we keep saying we're protecting children, and this is how we do it?
I don't get the double standard where women offenders are treated differently. I don't get a teacher. Again, I agree with you, Kurt, in a position of authority, not having absolutely the letter of the law utilized here. I don't get it at all. Appreciate the call. Chuck and Dickinson listening at on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind today, Chuck? Are you there, Ouch. Chuck? I'm just kind of getting bits and pieces of what you're saying. Try one more time.
Bad cell coverage or something there. Oh,
yeah, we lost your connection there.
Charlie Brown's teacher.
Try again. Mark in Bismarck, listening on 550K Fire. What's on your mind, Mark?
I just want to say about the guy with the alcohol problem. Wasn't he put in there some kind of a nepotism deal? So I didn't really agree with putting him in the first place. So
What you're referring to, Mark, is the fact that Ryan Rauschenberger is the son of Ron Rauschenberger. Ron is the chief of staff to Governor Dalrymple. He was also chief of staff to Governor John Hovind, longtime, powerful force in the executive branch of the state of North Dakota, and a good guy, a sharp guy out of Canmere, North Dakota. You know, I think Ryan Rauschenberger, who worked under Corey Fong for a number of years as a deputy, was the logical choice for the governor to appoint to a position, and then he has to ultimately earn it from the voters of North Dakota. So I think nepotism, honestly, is unfair. I don't think
If that was kind of the impression I had of it at the time anyway. Maybe that isn't true, but that was the feeling I got. And as far as the teacher, I don't really consider it sexual assault. When I was 14, that would have probably been a dream come true. I don't know why the kid, he went and told his friends to screw it up for himself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but seriously, Mark, now if this is your ninth grade son, are you thinking that way?
Well, I'm just saying, when I was in ninth grade, I think that would have been a dream come true for me.
I get it, but you as a parent wouldn't want your ninth grade son in a relationship with his teacher, would you?
No, but I don't think I'd get her with a sexual, the predator label. I wouldn't give that to her, I don't think.
And you know, by the way, I think the idea of sort of celebrating, hey, he's 14, way to go, bud, you got the teacher. I mean, it's just, that's about as over the top inappropriate as I can think of. It's just not, and again, I want educators to educate. I don't want them texting students. I don't want them in relationships with students, and I think it's horribly inappropriate. I just say put yourself in the position of this teacher's family or this student's family, and it's just flat out wrong. But
okay, well, I kind of disagree. I don't think it's the end of the world. Maybe I'm not right in that, but I think it's wrong for these guys to go after the young girls. But I guess I don't have the same feeling when it's a woman and a kid.
I don't know why we think that way, though. Putting forward an opinion that isn't out there. I see it all over Facebook. And I don't quite honestly understand it, which is why we ask what's on your mind, because I'm incapable of telling you why I think it's crazy. Monty says, we need our badly limited jail space in Bismarck for real criminals, not for some horny broad. I probably should have cleaned that up a little bit. But, there again, sort of, hey, this isn't worthy of a jail sentence. Really? Chuck in Dickinson, you're up on what's on your mind. You're back, Chuck. Tell me.
Hello. Did you ever find out who started the fire at Trinity High School?
Good question. I know that the original culprit was ultimately exonerated based on a letter or something they found, right? And I don't honestly know where that case is at. Do you, Todd? I don't remember. I know that in retrospect, I don't necessarily think this principal got the... If I'm correct, what I believe is some sort of a letter or something that came forward from one of the students exonerated him. And Chris, do you remember? Chris isn't connected today because I'm on the road. But I don't believe the case has been solved yet. But I believe that because the charges were dropped, there certainly either was not enough evidence against the original individual that they thought was in charge. The gentleman had some issues. There definitely were some issues there, but whether he was the culprit in this case, at least law enforcement didn't believe there was enough there. So it's unsolved and rumored to be a student is all we really know, I guess, at this point. But they have not to date done it. But hopefully they'll get to the bottom of it. 800-228-0550. How'd you sleep last night, Todd, on your pillow, by the way?
I slept pretty darn good. Oh, fantastic, actually, yeah. Scott. Because you know why? I got my pillow.
Yeah, you do. You got it back. And by the way,
I was talking about this yesterday, that I need to call and get the 2-for-1 special. So that I can get one for Carrie and one for the cast, and I'm guaranteed to have one.
This pillow is nothing short of amazing. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and you will get the two-for-one deal. It's buy one classic MyPillow, get one free. That's right. Plus, you get a 60-night money-back guarantee. And this thing comes with a 10-year warranty. The pillow will not, I repeat, will not go flat. Holy buckets, you can't beat a deal like that. It's machine washable, it's dryable like a favorite pair of blue jeans. Non-allergenic, too. It really is pretty darn amazing. You can call them at 800-506-9028. Just use the promo code SCOTT when you call, or go to MyPillow.com to get the two-for-one deal and start sleeping like a baby. Somebody said the other day, babies actually sleep by waking up every 2 hours, so that maybe isn't necessarily a good analogy. But when they do sleep, you know, just look at that little baby. They sleep so well. You need MyPillow to do it. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Use promo code SCOTT. Back to your calls. Plus Kat Perkins coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plant. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If there's all them ads on the in the papers or whatever, internet and stuff, why don't you guys contact them people and get them out of the business of being prostitutes or slaves instead of setting people up all the time? I think that'd probably work better than, you know, just calling them ads and stuff and, you know, getting them off the internet or whatever, getting the people out of there if they're slaves and all that. I guess I've never had run across it, so I don't got it on the computer. Okay, bye.
Appreciate the call. He's referring to our conversation with Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General, last hour on how to tackle the trafficking problem. And Wayne talked about sting operations. He's saying, forget the sting operation, just go for them. Appreciate the call. Brad Bismarck, you're next on 550 KFIRE on What's on Your Mind, live at Wyoming Casing Service in Dickinson today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brad.
I guess I was calling about that teacher. It's Walker.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't think a lot of people know the whole story. How that kid was groping her in school and calling her, texting her constantly, completely after her. Then after her husband broke up with her, when the alleged stuff started happening.
Does that, in your mind, excuse her actions here, Brad?
I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying it was dumb, plain and simple.
Yeah.
And for him to be called a victim when his two friends hid in the back seat of the vehicle recording what was going on, just so they could show off to their friend and laughing and cheering after the recording was over. They are not victims anymore. They didn't record to turn her in. They recorded to brag about it. And for her dad to sit up on the stand and plead like his son is so hurt when they knew exactly what he was doing. Just like when a 15-year-old gets beer from a 21-year-old, they both get in trouble. A beer will affect you a lot more than what happened to him.
I think you add some important context to it. Again, though, it's just there's a line there, right? And I think it's a fair point what you're raising though about his father, who was asked what changes he observed in his son, and he answered that prior to the abuse, his son had always been a laid back boy, was innocent, and his father said that was taken from him. Described the impact of the news media coverage and social media and the words of so-called friends had on his son, causing him to become withdrawn despite his parents' best efforts to shield him from the scrutiny. The only positive that's come out of this is the rally and support for the victim, his father said. So, and you're saying he owns some of this as well. I think that's a fair point, Brad. Anything else you want to say?
Because of the way it happened, that's why I agree with what she's never going to be able to teach again. She had a great job. She's now left gone forever. She'll never get a decent job again. And she's going to jail for 60 days and on probation for however long. And I think that's plenty. That's a good enough sentence. And because for her to be labeled as a sex offender, she has two little kids that they don't need their mother to be labeled as that as they're growing up, going through school, and her not being able to go to their school events and everything like that. So that's
appreciate the call, yep. Brad. Thanks for weighing in, and with some more context there. One other caller here before we get to our special guest, David Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Tim, just want to real quick. She 100% should have been labeled. A man would never have gotten away with it, no matter what the circumstance was. It wouldn't matter if you had kids at home. If that would have been a male teacher, he'd be registering as a sex offender. They're saying that it's gender contingent. It's ridiculous. That's just my point.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Welcome others as well. A lot of folks weighing in on Facebook as well. Hey, guess what, folks? The one and only Kat Perkins from The Voice is with us in studio. See, Todd gets all the perks. I told you. I'm out in Dickinson. He's in studio, and there she is, the one and only Kat Perkins. How are you?
Wait a minute. Phil went and stole her away. Hey, Kat, grab the mic over here quick.
Phil Parker is trying to do selfies?
Phil got starstruck. It's not very often Phil Parker gets starstruck, but it happened.
I was starstruck.
I'm around you, Todd, I guess.
Oh, what?
I was starstruck.
What?
So,
okay,
Kat
Perkins was starstruck. Whatever. Somebody was starstruck.
Who took the selfie is what I want to know. Did Phil or did
you?
Well,
we all did.
We all did. We got that in. The Aussie.
I love it. So when you get your picture taken aboard a yacht, are you getting a Yahtzee?
A Yahtzee. Hey, I'm going to use that one.
So how fun is it, Kat, to be back in North Dakota? Dickinson tonight, you're doing Medora, you're doing Fargo, you're doing the MDU Bowl to kick that off. Talk about performing back in your home state here.
I'm so excited. It's like family week here, because every time I go somewhere, it's like, my mom knows you, my cousin knows you, my niece knows you, my uncle knows you, and my sister went to high school with, it goes on and on. So I love it. It feels so good to be back in my home state, always my roots. And, man, you guys have some awesome venues over here, by the way.
Yeah, isn't that cool? I think Medora? The best of the best. Medora is just, you can't even top that.
Have you guys seen this Bismarck Bowl yet? It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I haven't. I have not, but I hear it's unbelievable. I can't
wait
to see
it. It is unbelievable, Scott.
It's gorgeous.
You've got to see it.
Yeah, that's so cool. Kudos to MDU and all the organizers are getting that thing going.
Next Saturday, get in town.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you come?
Of course. Absolutely. Okay. I'm not going to miss it. I'm looking for an excuse to get to Medora, too, so that'll be great. So tell me how your life has changed since The Voice.
Oh, my goodness. Where do I even start? I mean, it's just a whole nother level. I think I had to really come home and find my new normal, because life is just different. It's a whole bigger... People know me. Like, I go to Caribou Coffee or something, and somebody's like, oh, my gosh, I'm a huge fan. I love you. It's so weird to get approached like that, and it's so fun, Two, it's not like everybody's like, I'm sorry to bother you, but sometimes it really doesn't bother me. It's really flattering. But on a career level, I'm really trying to use it as a springboard. And we got the single that came out a couple weeks ago called Fearless. And, I have a lot more fans that have listened to my music now that I've done The Voice. So in that sense, I'm so happy that I did it. And hopefully I can just continue to share my music and keep writing and recording, and hopefully people still dig Kat Perkins. I don't know.
Yeah, now before The Voice, this was a passion, right? But not necessarily, putting food on the table. Is it working monetarily so this can be your life now?
Well, let's hope so. Talk to me in about 6 months and see if, there was a lot of overhead getting it started up again and recording and, getting merchandise. And I know people don't think about that business stuff, but there's a lot of money that goes into just getting it on the road again. And now we just have to hope that, people come and buy tickets, because that's how we then eventually make it monetarily worthwhile. So it's all about ticket sales, and we are hoping that in North Dakota that it's going to be good. Medora turned out phenomenal, 2 sold-out shows, and we're going to, do our makeup show here on Sunday. And I said it never rains in Medora, and then we go there, and it rains.
Yeah.
I think that the weather is supposed to be nice for Bismarck next week, so...
North Dakota native Kat Perkins, star of NBC's The Voice. I want to ask you about your message to students, because you've been in a lot of schools, which has been a neat give back. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break with Kat Perkins on What's on Your Mind. Your call's welcome, too, as we continue. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Meg is on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing. And they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynics in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, sickness and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We are in Dickinson today. I'll be tagging along the legislative leadership tour and really looking forward to seeing firsthand. I've not been out to the refinery, which is a few miles west of Dickinson, the Dakota Prairie Refinery. Things are booming here. The Bakken Oil Express Rail Terminal. We'll be up at Belfield today with Jim Arthaud at MBI and chat with Watford City community leaders later this afternoon. Dinner there tonight. So tagging along. Fly on the wall mode, just learning what legislators learn. The House leaders, the leader himself, Al Carlson, has his chairman out here on this tour with the North Dakota Petroleum Council over the next couple of days, which is why we are in Dickinson, broadcasting from Wyoming Casing Service. Our thanks to Steve Halverson and Tim Gross here for the hospitality. Tammy, too, out front. They've been great. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments for our special guest, Kat Perkins, who's here for a couple more minutes at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or our email address is studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I wanted to have you share a little bit of the story about being in front of some schools. I know the Bismarck Mandan Area Chamber of Commerce and MDO Resources has made sure you got to see a lot of folks and a lot of different things on your tour back here in North Dakota, but really neat that you got to spend some time with the students, specifically about 300 Bismarck Elementary students and their teachers this week, getting a message from you at Highland Acres. What did you tell them, Kat?
You know, so that was a younger crowd there. That was the K through 5 at Highland Acres. And with them, I just basically talked about following their dreams and having a good school year and, you know, trying to stay focused and reading books and, you know, just going for it. A little girl afterwards went up to her teacher and she said, I want to start swimming and I want to do it well. So hopefully I made an impact with somebody about, you know, trying new things and going for it. You know, it starts at a really young age. I'm hoping that I make a difference in somebody's life at a young age.
You told them, dream it, do it, right? That's
Do it. Yes.
Yeah, and it sounds like it sunk in. That's cool. And how about the older kids?
Yeah. So the older kids, when I go and do those presentations, I've been really focusing on anti-bullying and the social media platform. I went through a lot of weird negativity on social media during The Voice, which I never really expected, I guess. And it was hard to stay away from it because I had to use the platform, especially Twitter, for the show. And, God, it was just a huge eye-opener about what goes on and what is said and how people are really just hiding behind their computer, just being mean for no reason, you know. So I'm really sharing my story with the older kids about that and how, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
No kidding.
Simple.
Yeah, it really is, and it is sort of, it's an unbecoming character trait of social media that, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. Stop hiding behind your computer and being
exactly.
A little...
I said, When we were that
passive
age,
aggressive bully or
something. We had to bully to each other's face, and you know what?
Exactly.
It cut down on a lot of it.
Exactly.
no kidding. And so I would imagine most of those comments trash-talking you during the voice were non-North Dakotans, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, no kidding.
I would hope so. We were raised better than that here, right?
Absolutely. Now, Fearless is your new single, right?
Correct, yes.
And so folks can we buy that on iTunes? Where can we get it?
You can. We just released it on digital platforms, so iTunes is the most common way. I think there's some other ways you can get it, too. I get that question every single day about Spotify and Amazon, and I think it just takes a little longer for that to get uploaded, but it should be happening really, really soon. But iTunes is your number one source, and we hit top five on the rock charts on the day that it released. Adam Levine gave me a nice shout out on his Twitter, and it was, you know, overwhelmingly successful. I actually exceeded my expectations for the release of the song, but I really connect with the message that it gives, and we really, really captured a feeling there about what I went through the last year and being fearless and just putting yourself out there.
This is North Dakota homegrown talent, folks, so I hope you'll support by buying tickets or buying her music in Dickinson tonight, Medora on Sunday, the makeup concert from the Rain Out, Fargo at the Horse Park, which is another neat venue, next Friday, the 12th, and then Bismarck, of course, the renovated bowl at BSC, now the MDU Bowl on the 13th. And Jesse Veeder is going to be there with you as well, and more homegrown talent, which is
fantastic. And former Burning Hill singer, I think she was as well.
She is incredible, so that'll be a great duo as well. Do I understand you're a talk show host now, too?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I've been, not that I'm a professional like you guys, but I've been toying in some talk radio in Minneapolis, and I'm having a blast doing it. It's so much fun, and we do a lot of pop culture, and so I get to weigh in on that. Although, I did see the other day that I do, I'm a little controversial to some people. I did get some hate mail on Twitter for that.
What was controversial?
Don't you guys get that?
Oh, well, of course it's... Here's the one thing I'll tell you about being a radio talk show host. You'll have the thickest skin of anyone. It's fine. I mean,
Scott's never gotten hate email in his life.
You can't offend me. I'm a radio talk show host for a living. There's no possible way you can offend me. You know, it disarms people. It's easy.
If I have an opinion about Justin Bieber or Kristen Chenoweth or whoever, some people just don't agree and they let me know. So I must be effective.
Okay, pop culture, putting your picture in the cloud.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
What's your take?
Okay, well, it's 2014. People have different ways of having fun and being playful, and, you know, it's there. I think getting hacked is a little bit of a, you know, breach of privacy, but it's also your fault for having it on there. But, you know, I say do it. And you know what? Don't deny it. Hello, who was that? Ariana Grande? It's not me. It's not me. You say, you know what? It was me. It was me.
Well, in this day and age of Photoshop, you never know. It could be somebody else.
That is very true. And, you know, suck it up and say, wow, you know, don't hack, but it's there. Sorry.
If you take the picture and put it someplace else, then it's someplace else and somebody else just might grab it.
You know, we all knew back in like 1999, they said, if you don't want it to be the headline of tomorrow's paper, then don't put it on the internet. Don't email it. Don't do anything. So we all knew that.
That was 1999.
That was 1999.
15 years ago
Absolutely.
We knew this stuff.
And I like your other friend, too. Don't say anything to anybody online or Twitter or anywhere else that you wouldn't say to their face, right?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's just like 101, and I think I think people need to be reminded of that kind of stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
If you can't put your name to it, maybe you shouldn't be saying it, you know?
That's right.
Exactly right. Congratulations on all your success. It's been fun to watch. We appreciate you stopping by and wish you best of luck on all these concerts. By the way, it's free tonight in Dickinson.
Thank you. Yes. Are you going to come by tonight?
Live at 5. I'll be up in Watford. I can't make it tonight, but I'm circling the 13th at the Bowl. I really am. That's going to be a blast. And Live at 5, free concert, Dickinson tonight at 6:30. So check that out. That's really really neat. It's by the way, it's at First Street and First Avenue West in Dickinson tonight. So
thank you so much.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Congratulations on all the great success. The voice, Kat Perkins, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind. All right, back to the phones here at 800 720-550, 701-258-0550. Here's some more of your comments that are rolling in.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. This is RG and Ariska. I just want to make a comment about Ryan Rauschenberger. And I think, yeah, it's obviously he's going in for treatment, probably precipitated by an accident. I would have thought that he was having that difficult of a problem. He may have gone in sooner. But then again, that's how that goes. I mean, hopefully he will better himself. And I don't know if it affects my vote or not. On the lighter side, I mean, some of the best Democrats in U.S. Congress have had some problems with driving and being under the influence. I think there was a young Kennedy smashed into a safety barrier at the Capitol itself. See, Ted Kennedy took his car in for a wash at the Chappaquiddick Bridge. We all know the story on that one. And then he spent another 30 years at that point, in probably 40 years, excuse me, 40 years after that in the Senate still. So I didn't really take my comments offline. Have a great day.
Appreciate the call, RG. Glad you're listening to Ariska, and I support the spirit of your comments as well. I think there's a tendency to a tabloidy nature to these things. You know, these people do have a higher responsibility, in my view. When you're in a position like a state tax commissioner, a position like that, you are held to a higher standard. That's appropriate. On the other hand, you're a human being. And human beings have faults. I have zillions of them. We all do, right? And in this case, he's recognized a fault, a challenge. It is related to a disease known as alcoholism. He's getting treatment for it. That's a good thing. Now, separate that from judgment on how he's handling and how he's getting the treatment, what that causes him in the way of impacts at the officer in his position, or in the case of borrowing your vehicle to someone who makes a really dumb decision and takes it out and wrecks the vehicle and gets a DUI. Then you got to make a decision. Does that affect my vote? We asked, will it affect yours? Kathleen said irrelevant. Robert says no. There seems to be different standards for some, though. John says he was not driving, correct? Then why would it impact anything? Doreen says, or what party you're going to. Kevin says, Rauschenberger said that his dad didn't get him the job and then he's very qualified for it. And Kevin's referring to a comment, I think, earlier from one of the listeners who said it was a nepotism deal. Ryan Rauschenberger's father is Ron Rauschenberger, who is the chief of staff to Governor Dalrymple and prior to that worked for Senator John Hoeven. However, Ryan Rauschenberger was the deputy tax commissioner under Corey Fong for a number of years. Corey stepped down. The governor appoints someone to fill out the term, and then they go on the ballot. So that whole business of daddy's help and everything else, I think is that's sort of the pettiness that I think isn't personally. I just think that's sort of petty. I mean, people are going to say it. It's part of the game. I get it. But in other words, you shouldn't say, well, we're not going to put Ryan Rauschenberger in that position, even though he was the deputy and he'd be qualified, and then he'll ultimately have to run and get the support of voters because his dad works somewhere else in the executive branch or for the governor. Is he qualified or not? And certainly as a deputy, he'd have been qualified, number one. Number two, now the voters in North Dakota get to decide whether he keeps the job or not. So I don't know that that's, any big deal, myself, personally. Welcome your comments, though, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And let's see here. We have another call that came in off the air on another one of our topics we're tackling today on the program. Roll that.
Good morning, Scott. The teacher in Bismarck that you're just talking about, you're kidding me. Let's just switch this around a little bit. Suppose it's a male teacher. We know the outcome of that, then. Holy cow.
Holy cow. And I think he thought it was Friday today because he started the Are You Kidding Me line. That's a Friday thing. But we understand.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me about Friday, too? But, yeah. Tony says, and the double standard continues. If she was a male with a female student, he'd be in jail for 5 years. Ken says yes. Sid says yes to the answer of should she have registered as a sex offender, by the way, which she did not. A lot of folks agreeing completely. Absolutely. And Terry says, my question is, would her punishment be the same if she were a man? I think we all know the answer is no. I know of a 23-year-old who got 6 years and could kiss his education career goodbye. Once again, we see a double standard in the gender-neutral laws not enforced gender-neutrally. Agree or disagree? Weigh in on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Affordable housing is alive and well in the Bakken. Frontier Village is Stanley, North Dakota. Walking distance to schools and lots of amenities. Just 3 blocks north of that brand new Cashwise, north of Highway 2 on the west edge of Stanley. Schedule your appointment now by leaving a message at 701-628-1215. Or look for the signs and take a tour around. But you must see it to believe it. And get this. Average down payment, $5,000. Monthly payment around $1,000 if you own it, 701-628-1215. Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota.
We all know beef jerky comes in all shapes and sizes, but most of the beef jerky we eat comes from gas stations and grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. Thank goodness I found out about MeatTaffy.com and a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction who had enough of the same old store brand jerky. These guys travel around to smokehouses and tiny meat shops, sometimes even people's garages, to hunt down the best tasting premium guy candy. They find the good stuff and make it easy to get. Get Meat Taffy delivered right to your door. Go to MeatTaffy.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
New York City, Christmas time, what's not to love? Oh my gosh, I can hardly wait. I'm really getting excited for this trip. North Dakota Farm Bureau has all kinds of ways that you can save when you're members, and one of them is on travel, and really well-organized travel, you know, so they just take care of every detail for you, and a professional tour, motor coach transportation, baggage handling, hotel transfers, the works. And they have got a wonderful trip planned to New York City that my wife Maria and I are honored to be attending as well. And if you go to ndfb.org, that's the website, ndfb.org, I'll give you a telephone number here in a moment, too, if you want to write that down, a number you can call for details on this. You can join us for 4 days and five nights in New York City. And we're talking about the Rockettes Holiday Show. We're talking about a Broadway show. We're talking about Christmas Lights Tour in Washington, D.C., or New York City, rather, St. Patrick's Cathedral. Cathedral, the Wall Street District, Chinatown, Times Square. I mean, Statue of Liberty. I can't even begin to tell you. And meals are included, airfare, round trip from Bismarck or Fargo, your choice. And the Belvedere Hotel is fantastic. This whole deal is only $26.75 per person. If you do the math, I mean, it's a great deal. Airfare, hotel accommodations, the meals, the shows. It's an all-inclusive package. It's just phenomenal. Can't wait. Hope you'll join us. NDFB.org. And I'll give you the number before the end of the segment if you hang tight that you can call if you prefer to do that. But seats are going fast. I think they're down to less than 20 now left. So I really hope you join us. Need to get you signed up soon. So we're set to go December 7th. Mary in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Mary.
Hi. Maybe I'm just too cynical. I'm glad the tax commissioner's getting help, but I find it hard to believe that he lent his car to somebody he was in rehab with. I'd really like a little proof of where he was when that accident happened. I just kind of think he might have been driving and got out of there quick.
Well, that's what law enforcement's for, Mary, right? It's easy from the cheap seats, and obviously they would not their first rodeo, right? When somebody says they were not driving a certain vehicle, in my experience, there's a pretty significant investigation there. So I think he's been cleared of that. I mean, I'll admit I thought that too, right?
I mean, you just think. It's so convenient. I mean, lending your car to a guy in rehab? I mean, you just kind of met? I don't know.
I don't think Ryan Rauschenberger would tell you he was making the best decision when he did that, right? And
okay.
And that's why I think the treatment is happening. And I think, that's why here my heart just says a little space here is in order, right? Rather than picking away at it. And, look, he's also a big boy and made some decisions that will have consequences. So, your questions are fair. And I don't think there's probably anybody that read the story that didn't think the same thing you did. But I do think we have to rely on law enforcement that we've gotten the straight scoop here and they've investigated it. But appreciate your call, Mary. David Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Doc, Scott, thanks for taking my call today. I just wanted to comment on the Ryan Rauschenberger situation. And I've known and worked with Ryan for over 6 years on many issues back to his days in commerce, through the tax department, and in many professional settings. And I just got to say that, I'm glad that he's dealing with this issue, and I'm glad he's going through the rehab. I hope and pray for him and his family. And I just want to say, as far as his competence, his character and his quality of work is a 10 out of 10. I mean, that guy has been in many situations, and I've seen him work across the aisle. I've seen him work with both parties, and his quality and his work ethic are fantastic. And he has my support both through this recovery process as well as my vote this November.
And I think that's a spirit you ought to approach it with somebody, whether you agree with them, disagree with them, whether they're the same party or not, right? It's a human situation that that we no doubt all have in our families, and I think that's the right approach without question. And I think also, it's going to be a natural thing where opponents are going to raise the issue of, well, wasn't his dad chief of staff, and why did he get the? And so I think it's helpful to hear you talk about his competence as well. I mean, he's a chip off the old block in some ways, in that Ron Rauschenberger is a very qualified chief of staff, has done a lot of great things for this state, coming out of Kenmare, North Dakota, in public service in the Capitol, first for Senator Hovind and Governor Hovind then, and now for Governor Dalrymple. And I think those attributes have transferred pretty well to Ryan as tax commissioner, and previous to that, deputy tax commissioner. So I'd agree with everything you said, David. Anything
Thanks,
else
Scott.
You want to add? That's it?
That's it.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Before I forget, here's the telephone number if you want more information on the New York City Christmas holiday trip, because we did get some folks say, I don't have that .com stuff. I think that was you, Todd, wasn't it? No, you're Facebook 24/7, so you've got the .com stuff. But we did get some folks to say, I'm worried they're going to sell out and I want to go. 701-298-2200. 701-298-2200 is the telephone number that I promised I'd give you. North Dakota Farm Bureau, New York City, 5 days, 4 nights, leaving December 7th. Hurry while they last, okay? I'm looking forward to having a blast on that particular trip. Tomorrow we're going to be in Stanley, and we'll be at the North Dakota Truck Wash. And this is, by the way, I forget how many millions of dollars is into this new technology in a truck wash. I might just take my truck through that baby. I might just roll my truck right on through that thing, and they do detailing. Maybe do a little detailing work while I'm up there. They've been one of our fine sponsors for a long time. Appreciate them very much. We'll stop by Frontier Village as well. Affordable housing there in Stanley, right along Highway 2. Stanley's booming. There's a lot going on there. Heading over to Tioga and our friends at the Pinnacle Travel Center tomorrow as well. Today now, I'm going to bolt on with the legislative leaders that are out here touring the oil patch. We're headed for the refinery next, and then the rail hub. And then MBI Energy, and then up to Watford City. Lots to see with House Majority Leader Al Carlson and his chairman, Mike Nahe. He's going to join us tomorrow on the program to give us his after-action report. Maybe we'll catch up with a couple other chairmen as well. But it will be an Are You Kidding Me Friday after we get a great night's sleep on our pillow. Right, Todd? MyPillow.com. Yeah. Promo code Scott. Thanks for their sponsorship. God bless you, one and all. Thanks also to the good folks at Wyoming Casing Service here in Dickinson for having us today. The whole crew here really appreciate their hospitality. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye. Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.